This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis coming out again, riding Old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's get up. And bringing you God's message. We're looking at a study on the 11th chapter of Hebrews, on the faith chapter. Many folks call it that. But it's a gracious study, and I'd like you to, I hope you can get some good out of it. We're looking there how that the Lord rewards those who seek the Lord, rewards the Lord who, the Lord rewards those who trust Him and come to Him. And yet He's a revenger of those who despise Him. And we were looking there in our last study how that God showed His displeasure against the human race. We're living in a day when all the miracles of the Bibles are cried down. You believe that the flood, as the Bible says it did? That's what folks ask me. You're behind time, old trailblazer. You're just way behind time. You believe that Jonah was swallowed by a fish? You're way behind time. Oh, listen. Listen, I wish you'd write me. I got some books here in the library and in the bookstore that I might would recommend to you. One is The Flood, and I read it many times. And listen, it's showing you these things. And now let me tell you something else. Of all the great catastrophes and cataclysm that came upon the world, if you'll admit one thing, you'll have no trouble, and that is that God did it. God did it. The Lord did it. You go read the book of Jonah. When it says that God prepared the fish, now I don't have any trouble believing that, do you? Oh, I have folks that just laugh and ha-ha and hoo-hoo. No, but it's God's word. I tell my folks here in our meeting mission, listen, we have gotten away to where we don't believe God's word. And I ask my folks, do you believe God's word? Most of them say yes. I said, well, He said He come to seek and to save that which was lost. Are you lost? That means He'll save you. But listen, the book of Jonah, when it says that God prepared the fish, then read Genesis chapter 6, 7, and 8, where it says God opened the heavens, God commanded Noah, God shut him in, God rained upon this earth, God opened the fountains of the deep, God protected him. You go back there and read those things and study them and believe them. Believing, pick up your Bible and say, Lord, give me faith to believe it. Give me faith to believe God's word. And you go there and look where the Lord opened up the heavens and the rains came down. The ark was lifted up into the water. God commanded Noah and then God shut him in. The Bible says that the Lord shut the door. God shut the door. Can you like picture in your mind just a little bit, my listener friend, how that those folks must have felt when that door was closed? I believe it was there, stayed shut for a few days, maybe a month or two, before the rains came. Folks laughed and talked, ha-ha, ha-ha. See, it was only one door in the ark, one door. Side door there on the side, all the animals. And you talk about making fun. People make fun of me when I tell them that the Lord, all the animals went in the ark. They say, well, how in the world could those animals all stay in that ark all that time and pinned up in them little pens, and they look at crazy side of stuff. I said, well, the Lord created them. The Lord created the animals. He made them. Don't you think He could have made them to come into the ark and make them to sleep there through those days that Noah was in the ark? I don't have the answer to all that, but I have faith and confidence that the Lord was able to do that. But now listen, we see here God preserving Noah, which is the privilege of all of God's people. What a lesson to learn today. As God preserved Noah, He preserves His people. The Lord took care of Noah, and He takes care of us. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. 2 Peter 2:9. Let me go back and quote that again. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Oh, my friend, folks don't want to go there, do they? To be punished. God knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. How many of you out there who listen to the Old Trailblazer, even though you may have not been saved too long, how many of us this morning can testify to the fact we were shut up to certain things which you had no, that would have been destruction, but the Lord delivered us? I was talking to someone yesterday, looking back over my life, how that I should have been killed several times. Foolish things that a young man does and acts crazy. and the Lord preserved me from those things. Oh, my friend, well, here's how the world, now here's the world to be destroyed. How is God going to deliver Noah? So God said to Noah one day, he spoke to him just spoke to him. Listen, God speaks to individual now through the word. I have folks tell me, well, the Lord told me this and the Lord told me that. No, he didn't know such a thing. Not unless you read it in God's word. He don't speak to you. That's a demon spirit. That's the reason I want you to write and get that book on divine healing, true and false, and that book on demon possession by Pastor Shelton. And it'll explain and bring to light a lot of that stuff. And I told you, Brother Spurgeon coming down the aisle one morning to go into his pulpit, and this lady called him by the shirt sleeve and said, Mr. Spurgeon, the Lord gave me a message for you. And he said, yes, ma'am. And he gave me a message for you. And he said, for you to sit down and shut up. Now, my friend, a little sarcasm does a lot of good, don't it? I believe it does. It makes a lot of sense, I believe. But how was God going to deliver Noah? So he said to Noah one day, he just spoke to him, just like I'm speaking to you. He told him, said, build an ark. And he gave him all the dimensions and all of those things. And listen, in the closing message there of Revelation, the statement is made how when God closed the canon of the scriptures and said amen down there in the book of Revelation, and he put his signature on it and came to that closing sentence and put a period to it, that closed the canon of the scriptures. And from that day to this, God has never spoken to a single individual except through his word. Now, you put that down in your pipe and smoke it. You may be a PhD from the highest theological seminary in the country or in the world. You may have a degree from Oxford University somewhere. But, my friend, let me get this statement. God has never spoken to a single individual since he closed the canon of the scriptures except through his word. Oh, and we get mail, pastor, and pastor this and pastor that, pastor this and pastor that. But I'll tell you one thing. God does not speak to a single individual today, has not since he closed the canon of the scriptures, except through his word by his spirit. Now, there's no further revelation given to humanity. God has been silent for over 2,000 years, and he will be silent until he breaks through the blue and comes for his own. Now, if you append that truth down and hold it, put a peg down there and hold it, or either put it in your pipe and smoke it, you won't go very wrong. No. You just hold to that truth. Don't let anybody tell you that the Lord spoke to them. Just like these folks that tell me, I was laying on my bed meditating one night, and I saw a great light over there in the corner of the bed. It was just like a soft moonlight come up there in my bed. Then I've had other folks say, well, I saw a great sheet coming down from heaven. All those kind of things. Oh, that's the devil, my friend. That's Satan's personified. Now, he spoke to Noah. Noah's faith. Listen now, you want to get this. You might have been having trouble with this. Noah's faith was based upon the word of God. Nothing else, my friend. God revealed to Noah that he was going to destroy this earth. Oh, I've heard folks predict this and predict that and predict the other. The world was going to come to an end in 1988 and all those things. We got books, we burned them, and it didn't come to pass. But here, the Lord revealed to Noah that he was going to destroy this earth. And how did he do it? He spoke to him, just spoke to him in an audible voice. I guess he did. I would assume he did. Nothing says he didn't. He just spoke to him. Well, he spoke to his spirit. Well, listen, folks come back and tell me that he spoke to Noah. He speaks to me. Well, no, that's not the same thing. He doesn't speak to you. He didn't have the scriptures in those days. There wasn't a scripture written except as recorded from mouth to mouth, from Adam on down to Noah, was the word of God. The only word they had, the only revelation they had in those days was what was recorded. If they recorded from Adam down to Noah, we didn't have the scriptures as we have today. Now, let me ask you this. Do you thank the Lord for the scriptures? I do. I thank the Lord for his precious word. It's a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. If you can't go wrong. No, but listen. Now, we see here, Moses wrote the first book of the Bible, which was Job. Did you know that? Job was the first book. He wrote the second book, which was Genesis. A lot of folks think Genesis was the first book, but no. From all evidence, he wrote the book of Job, in that 40 years in the wilderness as a shepherd. And I think he wrote most of the book of Genesis during that same period. Moses wasn't silent out there staring up at the stars. No, God wasn't silent either. And then he finished the five books before he died, except the closing chapter of Deuteronomy. And so now let's just use a little common sense. God spoke to Noah. Now let's go back to Genesis, that sixth chapter, and notice just a moment. But Noah found grace. Noah found grace. Oh, listen, my friend, in the seventh verse. And Noah and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing, the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. Now, I tell my folks here once in a while that that's the saddest verse of Scripture in the Bible. And it's why? Why? Because it repented the Lord. The Lord, it repented him that he made you and me, Adam and Eve, our forefathers, because they sinned. Oh, my friend, how would you feel if your children went wrong? And a lot of folks are doing that today, aren't they? A lot of folks are getting messed up with all sorts of perversion and dope and drugs and all those things. Doesn't it grieve you, father and mother, if one of your children does that? Doesn't it? It does me. I've been blessed. My family hasn't done those things. But my friend, it repented God. It repented God that he made them. Now, God spoke that a long time before it was recorded. Moses recorded it, but God spoke it back there. How did Moses get it? Two ways. It was handed down and then by revelation. We can't limit the Lord. You know that, my friend? You can't put the Lord in a mold and limit him for what he can do and what he can't do. No, don't even try that. It's so foolish to do that. But the old trailblazers are just trying my best, by the grace of God, to bring something that will bless your heart and yet enlighten you as to what's going on. And we're looking at faith, the faith chapter, the 11th chapter, and we're going to get more involved in it as it takes time to build those things. And if you would, pray for me. Would you do that? Would you just take special time to pray for the old trailblazers? If you have prayer meeting on Saturday night or Sunday night at your church, wherever you go, would you just ask the pastor or the leader? Say, would you just pray for old trailblazers? He's an old friend of mine. I listen to him on the radio. Some people call him old cook, but I believe him. And would you just pray for him, pray for his health, and then pray for his spiritual being, that I might rightly divide the word of truth? Oh, my friend, I know what's out there today. I know the errors that's being preached and taught. I know those things. Never seen it like it is now. No, we're the most corrupt generation that ever lived on this earth. But this is the Old Trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis. But remember my mailing address. It's the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And remember, write me and I'll send you that book on demon possession. Goodbye and God bless you.